We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunker.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. The third day of the impeachment hearings underway this morning. Our KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign has been following along and joins us now with the latest.
Yeah, Susan and Stan. So the testimony this morning from Jennifer Williams, a White House aide who works for Vice President Pence, and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a ramrod straight U.S. Army man who is on the National Security Council staff. And their testimony is pretty compelling. I mean, these people are coming off as honest, truthful, patriotic, truth-telling, reluctant witnesses who are only there because they have to be, recounting how they were both on this phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine, and both were alarmed by it. Vindman saying it was inappropriate and improper. He immediately thought, why is the president raising domestic political issues? Williams said essentially the same thing, and they're here to give their firsthand accounts, unlike last week's witnesses who were not on the call. I have to say, Stan and Susan, watching these witnesses, the only possible rebuttal to them will be, well, it doesn't rise to the level of an impeachable offense. It's hard to imagine anyone could watch this testimony or listen to it and think these people are not telling the truth. They have an axe to grind. They're political adversaries of the president, anything more than they're here to tell what they know, and this is what happened, and it's up to the Congress to decide, ultimately the Senate. But the defense will have to be, well, he did that, okay, fine, but that's not worth impeaching
him. Well, so far the questions have come from either Chair Adam Schiff or the Majority Counsel Dan Goldman. So we haven't yet heard from Congressman Nunes, or presumably most of the questioning, as it was last week, from the Republican attorney, Steve Castor. As you pointed out, these two come across as strong and credible. But they've both been attacked on the outside by President Trump and by conservative media as, I mean, essentially traitors.
Yeah, they have. And boy, to hear Vindman, you know, as I said, they both still work in the White House. I mean, that's got to be a little bit uncomfortable. But I mean, Vindman, this is a man whose family came over from the Soviet Union. He's a career Army officer. His twin brother, his baby brother, his little brother, as he said, his identical twin.
Yeah, we've got twins in our family. We understand how that works.
I don't know how many minutes separate them. We'll have to look into that.
But it doesn't matter. If it's 10 seconds, the older one always gets over.
His brother is the ethics lawyer for the National Security Council. I mean, this is a family of distinguished public service. To hear him emotionally, his papers shaking, he's obviously not comfortable addressing directly, presumably watching his Soviet-born father, you know, to say, back in Russia, you couldn't do this. You couldn't come here and give this kind of testimony. Don't worry, Dad. I won't get in trouble for telling the truth today. I don't see how anyone could attack that. But as you say, the president has on Twitter and elsewhere, and I'm sure we'll see some of that outside. I don't know that they'll go there attacking him in the room today.
Okay. Doug Sovereign, our KCBS political reporter, monitoring this morning's hearing. We have a live audio stream for you at kcbsradio.com. The other major story of the day, of course, the threatened power shutoffs. PG&E has added more communities to tomorrow's potential shutoff. We include Gilroy, Cupertino, and parts of the Santa Cruz Mountains. KCBS's Holly Kwan joining us with word that Sonoma County officials say all of these repeated shutoffs are not helping prevent fires.
Yes, Dan, still dealing with the aftermath of the Kincade Fire. Sonoma County Board President David Rabbit told KCBS.
Incredible amount of frustration. The last one didn't stop fire from occurring.
Yeah, the Kincade Fire, which burned 120 square miles, may have been caused by a PG&E transmission line that was not turned off. Nearly 141,000 people could be impacted in Sonoma County by this upcoming blackout. It's nearly a quarter of the county. And while getting blacked out may be better than getting burned out, Rabbit says it would be helpful if PG&E can be more transparent in how it decides whether to call a PSPS.
Certainly there's never been enough to really understand how they determine which events are going to trigger the cutoffs. That's been a complaint from the local level from the beginning. We've been working with PG&E or trying to work with PG&E to better that communication channel. But I think we still have a lot more to go.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.